It's a fact of life for federal managers. Sometimes Congress meddles in details of agency operations. Here's a for instance. Acting on behalf of constituents, members sometimes ask the Veterans Affairs Department for files on vets whose claims processing is taking too long. A bill that passed to the House last month would speed up that process. Joining me with more, the sponsor of the Wingman Act, Florida Representative Ted Yoho. Great to have you on.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
How did you give this act the name Wingman, first of all?
We put out a challenge to our staff, and it's an acronym, and I can get the name of it. I can't remember it. It's a long acronym, obviously, but it's basically saying that we've got your back to our servicemen and women when it comes to issues with the VA system to work them through the process faster.
Tell us how congressional staff works with VA on behalf of veterans in a given district.
That's a great question, and it's one. In fact, that's where this the idea for this bill came from. We were in a town hall meeting, and some veterans were complaining and just airing their dissatisfaction with the amount of time it takes to get a claim reclassified or work through the system. And our staff went ahead and said, you know, when we call the Veterans Service Center down in St. Petersburg in Florida, it takes a period of time to get a response back, anywhere from, you know, 4 or 5 weeks to months. And we've had some, we've heard of stories of going years. And what happens is when you call the service center, they have to stop what they're doing. They have to find a time to call us back and research the case. And it just takes a long period of time, and it slows the whole process down. So one of our people said, you know, if we could just look into the computer of the Veterans Service Center, read only, can't change anything, that we could answer the questions without disrupting, you know, the workers at the VA system. So it would expedite what they do. It would free up their time. And it's, I look at everything as, you know, I'm in business and we're in the customer services business. And so our goal was to get faster customer service to our clients, and that is our constituents.
And what did VA say about this? Is this something they can easily connect?
Yeah, because if you think about what we do, we don't intervene on a veteran's behalf until they come in and talk to us. They sign a privacy form. We're on the same secured network as the Veterans Administration. At first, they thought it was going to be too cumbersome, but they said it could be done. And so we kept pushing Secretary McDonald at the time and the committee chairman, Jeff Miller, who was on board with us. In fact, it passed through the VA committee unanimously. I don't sit on that committee. But it was a good bill, and we had strong bipartisan support. And once people understood that it's a read-only, you cannot change anything. You're not going to be in there looking at anybody else's record, strictly for the veteran that came into our office. So it was a good bill.
Now, what about the Senate? Is there a version going on over there?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing about it, because it passed the House with 174 co-sponsors. Passed on February 13th, and we had a companion bill with Bill Cassidy, and Bill was, you know, he's a doctor and he's on that committee. And when we showed it to him, he says, man, this is just common sense. And so we've got 11 co-sponsors in the Senate.
This bill wouldn't really necessarily reduce the backlog that VA has, or could it?
It could, because if you free up the people in the VA system from having to look at every congressional inquiry or every service center or veteran service office, whether it's the VFW, the American Legion, when they call the people at the service centers, like in St. Petersburg in our state, the people at the service center has to take the time to research that case and, you know, stop what they're doing, research that case on this inquiry, and then get back to the person that has asked that. And so this will free up their time also.
We're speaking with Representative Ted Yoho, who represents Florida's 3rd District. And when congressional staffers look at the file, What can they do about it if they see the information?
Great question. Basically, what we do, we can go in there and look at the file for that veteran and say, you know what, you didn't date it, you didn't sign it, you didn't check the right box, or you had an incomplete claim. And so we can help them get that information right back. We can make the corrections. We'll know what the corrections are, so we can call the service center and say, we need to send you an updated file. Here it is. It's complete.
So, in other words, a lot of the backlog might even relate to those administrative or paperwork mistakes either made by the veteran or somewhere along the line. Maybe that's another way that it could speed up that process in the ultimate sense.
Yeah, we had one case where a lady was married to a veteran. He passed away. She got remarried, you know, a period of time later, and the VA kept sending her money, just like her husband was alive, even though she had sent letters and death certificates and said, my husband has died. And so what happened is when her new husband filed the tax return, the VA, after a period of time, tried to recollect all that money, and they wound up putting a lien on his income. And it was a simple fix. Had we been able to go in there and just say, wait a minute, you guys are still sending her a check and she's sent you the information, but it didn't get processed, we could have stopped that and made life a lot easier for them. And when those things happen all the time. We've had other cases where it's taken, you know, I've only been in office 4 years, but people have been working 5 or 6 years to get a benefit claim changed. And, you know, with this, we can go in there and say, well, you didn't finish your file. You didn't put in this form. And so we can report right back and take months to years off of a backlog case like that.
Now, and you mentioned you've been in office or been in Congress just 4 years, a couple of terms.
Two terms.
These have been contentious times that you have served in. You still like it?
Yeah, I'm fired up about it. I mean, we've got such an opportunity right now in America. And I think President Trump's speech, I thought it was very presidential. And as he wrapped that up, talking about people believing in America again, you know, and uniting this country. I saw him putting his arms around people, and he stressed over and over again that we've got to come together as Americans to solve these problems. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here at this point in time.
And as a relative newcomer, how does the budget process and the prospects for 2017 and 2018 look from your level?
The budget process coming up here, learning it, is you sometimes wonder how your country has survived so long. But whenever there's a challenge or struggle, there's always great victory, and we will get through this, and it'll be better days ahead.
And you've had some success as a relatively new lawmaker. Let's talk about just briefly what happened with Guantanamo Bay and the last year's NDAA.
Yeah, we had a bill idea that came from talking to one of the generals, and we were talking about, it was when everybody was talking about closing down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, and I asked him about it. And he told me that he wasn't concerned about the detention facility being closed. He was more worried and concerned that a president could unilaterally, by himself, transfer all of Guantanamo back to Cuba. And that's where we have a major naval facility that's in the Caribbean that is used, you know, for drug interdiction, it's for surveillance, and it's for humanitarian aid, like for Haiti. And we just felt the political climate at the time with President Obama wanting to normalize relationships with Cuba that we didn't think this was a smart thing. And so what we did is we introduced a bill, standalone bill, that would prevent any president, Republican, Democrat, or whatever, in the future from transferring Guantanamo Bay back to the Cuban government without the consent of Congress. So this gives us oversight. So you'll have the executive branch and the legislative branch weighing in whether this is a good idea or not. The bill, when I presented it, the chairman, Mac Thornberry of the House Armed Service Committee, we talked about it, and at first he didn't think that a president could do that, but after he researched it, he found out that was true. And so he took our standalone bill that was going to pass, and he incorporated it into the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. And I'm happy to say it passed the House, passed the Senate. President Obama signed it into law.
Well, I guess we've got it for all time now. Republicans,
we do, unless somebody changes the law, which is sometimes a complicated, messy process.
Republican Ted Yoho represents Florida's 3rd District. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, sir. You have a great day, Tom.